I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball hit into left field. Base hit for Hunter Pence. Elvis Andrews scores. The Rangers walk it off again.
That was the call last night. This is insane. Three out of their last four walk-off wins. That was the call in Arlington. Sean and RJ on your home of Rangers baseball. They beat the Angels, and you were there.
I was there. It was a very, very warm night, especially at the start. This game started an hour early. It was a 6 o'clock start, so I was down the third base. Not even down the third base. I was right at third base, and the sun was completely still on me. And it was warm. It was awesome to be out there, though, to see Trout play. I went out there with my oldest. We went out there for a couple reasons. One, we had tickets. Two, field passes as well. Pre-game, batting practice, right down the field with the Rangers and then the Angels, with all the players down there. But they canceled batting practice because they had the doubleheader the day before, so he was a little bit bummed by that one. He was a little bummed.
Did he think it was too hot out there?
No. I asked him that, and he was like, it's not too hot. I don't feel hot at all. He didn't feel hot at all.
Were you in the shade?
After about 7 o'clock, so about an hour in, we were in the shade.
Okay.
About an hour in. And there was a breeze. It was a breezy night. So it was not, I think if I was down low, I'd have been brutalized because now you're really, really low. But up top, or the second level, it was breezy. So it was okay. I had a caked on sweat, a constant moisture.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like dripping and uncomfortable.
You get something to drink and did it heat up real fast?
I got waters and it heated and that it did. But then I got one of these shaved ice things. Comes in a styrofoam, big. Oh, man. A must-have. Totally cools your body down.
Really?
Yeah. They used to call them lemon chills. They don't call them lemon chills anymore.
Yeah.
But it's like an Italian ice kind of thing.
And last night was Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Dollar Dog Night. I had three. Luca had two and then a funnel cake.
Dang.
My gosh. But the thing that got me this morning.
He's still on track to be playing wide receiver?
No, he's on track to play center. It's a big kid, man. It's a big kid. Yeah. But I had the hot dogs, and I had a little bathroom incident this morning. I put mustard on, and it was noticeably runny.
Mm.
Now, I was on like the second level. A lot of the kiosks for food were shut down because there's just not a lot of people going right now during the week. School's in. It's hot. Team's not very good. I realized that I just had mustard that had been sitting out in 100-degree heat for however many weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably not the best, but whatever.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and I enjoy what happened to me this morning.
Dollar Hot Dog Night. We got the text message from Choppy. Going to be running a little bit late after Dollar Hot Dog Night. This gives me memories of an epic sports battle on our staff. But yesterday, you wrote a message about Mookie Betts.
So the epic sports battle as it was is that, you know.
You don't have to recap it if you don't want to.
I think you have every right to recap it now if you're looking for a feather in your own cap.
Yeah, I mean, I told Jared Sandler that Mookie Betts isn't the second best player in Major League Baseball.
And in the moment, Jared had such an outstanding argument, an almost ironclad, that Sean and I were in awe that it was being debated, and now I would say that Mike Trout has proven to be considerably better than anybody else in the major leagues, and that includes Mookie Betts.
Yeah, but nobody was arguing that.
Right.
Who was the second best player in Major League Baseball?
Well, I think at the time Sandler was making the case or trying to make the case that Mookie Betts could be considered in Mike Trout's class.
Yeah, so just right now, just give me your 2 and 3.
Oh, Christian Yelich would be my number two, and I'm probably taking Bellinger number three.
Okay.
Above Mookie Betts.
Okay.
Yeah, I would take both of those guys.
Especially if Bellinger is playing in the outfield where his arm can make a difference.
Arenado?
Arenado. I don't know about the outside of Coors Field thing. I'll tell you, give me another year, I might take Ronald Acuna.
Mookie this year is .283 with 21 home runs. And really, outside of 2 years, I mean, Choppy has a fight. Last year was 346 with 32. And then in 2016, he was 318 with 31. Otherwise, it's been 291, 18 home runs, 264 he's hit. And this year, 21 home runs at 283.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I said I would take Jose Altuve over him. I probably wouldn't do that. He's not having a very good year. At least he hadn't been. So, look, I mean,
big man of you to admit.
But Mookie Betts, the reason that we bring his name up is there's talk that the Red Sox and him might not be a partner for much longer. He has already turned down an 8-year, $200 million deal.
Ooh.
He is a free agent after next season. There's some speculation that they might look to deal him in the offseason. Look, if you're going to deal Mookie Betts, you are going to get a ton of value for him. He is a tremendous baseball player. He's clearly a top 5-6 player in the game. Position player. I think everyone would say that. So you're going to get a major, major haul for him. If he does get to free agency, he's probably not going to eclipse the Trout deal, but I think he eclipses Machado and Bryce Harper, 10 for 300.
Ooh.
You know, like, he's from Nashville, so he doesn't have a hometown team, per se. He might have been a Braves fan as a kid, but
I mean, they're not going to let him get away, right?
I can't imagine they would, but they've had financial restraint for the most part. So I don't know. I mean, do we see them? If they let him go, I mean, do the Rangers even bother going there with that money? I mean, can they?
Well, they wanted to be in on Arenado.
Uh-huh.
Sandler just keeps saying nonstop that they want to be in on Gerrit Cole.
Yep.
And they also want to be in on Rendon. Now, I don't know Rendon, if he gets near Mookie money, but you're talking big-time spenders. I mean, the Red Sox 2019 payroll, they're still $10 million more than the Cubs or the Yankees. So I don't know the spending you're talking about.
Well, a lot of that is, I mean, like they went high
on price.
They went high on Sale. They kind of lowballed. They kept going lowball with J.D. Martinez. I just don't know that they're going to want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, like J.D. Martinez got a really raw deal with them, considerably, where he thought he was going to be.
Brian Broad is coming up at 8:40, along with a Robert Earl Keen ticket giveaway. But this is my favorite topic of the day. Scientists have developed a blood test which can predict whether you will die in the next 10 years, and the accuracy has been more than 80%. So they looked at more than 44,000 people ranging from 18 years old to 119 years old, and they're looking at glucose control and inflammation and immunity and all that stuff, and they are 83% prediction in terms of your mortality. Are you taking the test if I bring it in at 9 o'clock this morning?
100%. 100%. Because if I only have less than 10 years to live, my entire
world changes.
For one, quitting the job.
Okay, but how are you going to survive and live for 10 more years?
Beach town to beach town.
Oh, just go. You can get credit?
Yep.
Bad credit?
Just beach town to beach town. Yeah, well, I don't care about my credit anymore.
Doesn't that go to your kids?
No. Why would my credit go to them?
Choppy's last check is going to bounce.
Yeah. No, they have a 401k, a life insurance thing, whatever.
Okay.
I don't know that my credit would go. I have no idea if my credit goes to them.
Okay.
But I am going.
Like inheriting debt?
Yeah, I don't know. Does that even work? I'm going beach town to beach
Does
town.
Does that even work?
I'll live there. I'll camp out. I'll learn from Gavin Dawson and put a fire on Pismo Beach.
Okay.
Playing golf courses, sneaking on to Augusta. I'm sneaking on to Pebble.
Okay.
Yeah. I my whole outlook on life changed.
All right, Roy, are you going to take the test?
I am going to take the test, although I think maybe the numbers are skewed a bit. If anybody in the world takes this test right now, it's going to find that you have less than 10 years to live.
How so?
Because there's an asteroid barreling towards the Earth that's apparently going to cause the end of civilization within the next 10 years, and it's going to be completely avoidable.
Okay.
Unavoidable.
Well, that's a totally different subject, no relation.
I'm definitely taking the test because if you do have some sense of knowing, you then can like plan it out and track it. You can say, I need this budget to make it from X to X. Yeah. The biggest fear in the world right now is living way past your retirement day, right? And outliving the money you have to be able to spend on yourself. Plus, you don't have to worry about all the additional healthcare costs that come when you're like 70, 80, and 90.
All right, so everyone's taking it so far. Troy, are you going to take it? More than 80% accuracy telling you if you will die in the next 10 years.
Ooh, yeah, why not? I mean, you know what? No, I take that back.
Some people don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't think I want to know. I think I just want to be surprised one day, just to, you know, go outside and breathe the fresh air and look up into the sun at what God created and then get hit by a bus.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I'm definitely taking it.
For sure. Why?
Because, man.
Because of the ratings?
No, but I would just go and do like a separate, I'd finally do, you know, like everyone else in this building, like a, you know, a podcast, YouTube thing, and just every day I would just say whatever I really wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, scorched earth.
Well, not necessarily, but a lot of it would be scorched earth, but. Yeah, just go ahead and take everybody out.
You've got nothing to lose. You know at that point you got nothing to lose. I only got 10 years left.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that I would want to know how it's going to happen.
And then you, like, being single?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, not married.
Married.
You could go and just no fear of the shoot down. You may as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot your shot. Give me some lines. Give me some lines. We're in the bar tonight. Give me some of the chat lines.
Oh, my God.
You got an air guitar over there? You want one?
That's not a line.
The air guitar.
That's how you're going to end your last year.
And why not? You know, what about the water?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if she looks good, he looks good. You gotta workshop this a little bit, but I think you would go up to her and say, "Hey, you know, I wasn't sure if you were into this sort of thing, but if you have any extra bathwater of yours laying around, I wouldn't mind it."
Oh, my God. I would drink your bathwater.
Give me a shot of your bathwater.
You're about to die, and you're giving out cheesy pickup lines, and Sean's doing a podcast called Quran the Air.
Oh my God! Wow!
Holy cow. Even what. When Roy turns his mic off, you know that it's very sensitive. So there it is, 80% success rate predicting whether you're dead in the next 10 years. And then you talk about what you would just start eating and drinking and consuming.
Man, you eat whatever you want. You drink. You Popeyes. Smoke whatever you want. You do what you want.
Yeah. And Dripping Springs Vodka.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.